Hi everyone, welcome back to the Ill Synergy podcast. I'm sitting here with Ginny.
Hi everyone.
And today we wanted to take a moment to talk about what's been going on in the past year or two with Ginny, because a lot has happened. She got married, she became a mom, and a lot happened also behind the scenes with that. And it changed our business, just like my story also did, like as you might have heard in a previous podcast. And we definitely want to hear all the behind the scenes of that. So yeah, let's dive in. Ginny, do you want to start where it started? Maybe the wedding?
We're going to start with the good stuff. Not that the rest is not good, but I guess, you know, while Laura, when Laura was really struggling and had a very tough year in 2022, I was actually living my best life. So it was very contradictory, but you know, I was preparing a wedding. I guess, you know, I just wanted to say, because you were saying that in the previous episode, you were like, yeah, but I've almost got bored because I don't really have much to do, you know. And someone recently asked me that, she's like, but what do you do with your day? Like, aren't you bored? And so far I wasn't really bored. I had moments where I was a bit more bored, but I guess what I was doing with my day, first of all, I was preparing a wedding. That was, you know, a big part of my day. At some point, we still had a team, and that was taking a lot of our time. We shared an episode on that, but we're probably going to talk more about this, about the pros and cons of having a team. Personally, never again. But, you know, it might be for some, like, it was just taking so much of our time to just manage a team for nothing in the end. But yeah, I was preparing a wedding, and I was traveling so much. Like, I literally was barely in England. Like, I was just constantly out, either visiting family and friends back in France, or I was just, you know, went to Namibia with my mom. I spent 3 weeks in Namibia. That was awesome. Went to Alaska, Iceland. I went to all those amazing places. And then I got married. That was pretty crazy and pretty amazing as well. We literally had such a beautiful wedding in the south of France. Laura was one of my bridesmaids. She got to see it all. It's crazy to think that, you know, we didn't know each other 4 years ago. And I mean, 3 years ago before that wedding. And then suddenly you... one of my bridesmaids. So if you're in your 30s and you're like, you know what, I'm never gonna make friends for life or whatever, no, that's possible. Yeah, actually met Laura for Instagram, built a business together, and then she was my bridesmaid. So you know, crazy stuff. But then eventually I got pregnant. So that was wow, this is crazy to think that I got pregnant, yeah, in 2022.
Oh my God, this
is crazy.
Yeah, because we went skiing. Well, you didn't go skiing in January.
Yeah. So it's crazy to think that it was already back in 2020 that I got pregnant. And I was very ill from pregnancy. Like, I had no clue how ill you could be just by being pregnant. So sorry, it's not going to be positive for everyone who's listening to me pregnant, or, you know, is pregnant or whatever. For me, it was the worst time ever. I did not have fun. I mean, again, I don't want to have the whole debate. Of course, I was very grateful to be pregnant, and you know, I got pregnant fairly easily, so amazing stuff. I'm super happy that I had got pregnant so fast, but it was tough. Like, I was very, very sick. I had massive migraines. That literally, I had a migraine that lasted 2 weeks without a break, and it was just absolutely awful. I was literally in bed in the dark. No one could talk to me. The only thing I could do was listen to podcast episodes or like books and stuff like that. I couldn't even watch TV. I couldn't talk. I couldn't have people talking to me. So working was the least of my issues. You know, like, working is like, you know, and it's crazy. And I was really reflecting on this. It's like, people who go through, you know, chronic disease and, you know, I don't know, even like obviously cancers and stuff like that. I'm like, I have no idea how they keep it up, because it's, like, being unwell, like, your health is so important. It's like the most basics of things. And when this is being taken from you, you're like, damn, this shit is hard. Like, I don't know how people just keep going. You know, you need to have a lot of strength. For me, it was just pregnancy. It's something beautiful that's supposed to happen. And there's an end to it, right? The baby's going to come out at some point and you're going to feel better. But for people to go through, you know, chronic disease, I was just like, wow, you know, massive kudos, because it must be so difficult. So yeah, I spent 9 months being very ill. It just never really got better. You know, the pregnancy sickness thing just never really got better. And I then had a lot of back pain and just all random pains, and it was just awful. So again, I was so happy to have the business, and like I barely worked that year. Like I, you know, I was working maybe an hour a day, if that even, because I just couldn't. I was just ill in bed. I spent most of my pregnancy in bed. I couldn't even walk. I remember thinking, like, I have like a little walk around the house. It's like a 45-minute walk or something. The idea of doing that walk was exhausting me. I was like, what the heck, to do that walk? My back's hurting, everything feels heavy. Like, it felt horrible. So no chance. So yeah. It was difficult, as you can understand, and I spent most of the time in bed, not working, not doing anything. And I kept thinking, if I had to go to work, I don't know how I would have done it. Like, I don't know. I would have had to take time off. I would have had to go to the doctor and ask them to just, you know, do a prescription for me to stay home because I could not have work.
Hello, can you please leave me at home for 8 months, please? Thank you.
I'm very ill, I'm pregnant. No, but like I had no clue it could be that hard. And yeah, again, I was so happy. I remember I was just getting massages every week, sometimes twice a week. Like, it was just my treat. I was like, I don't care, like, just give me all the massages in the world. So that was just my routine, just getting massages and just being chilled. And honestly, baby brain is such a thing. Like, my brain was not working very well. Sometimes I don't look back on some things. Apparently, it's an episode, the podcast episode that I've edited, where there's still like a thing where I'm saying, no, you know what? Just cut that as shit. And I didn't. And every time I know there's a fucked up in our business, I'm like, yeah, I was pregnant. I just fucked up everything. It was so bad. I literally had no brain. I couldn't remember anything. I just, any time I was doing something, it was just bad. It was just so ridiculous. But you know, eventually the baby came out.
Yes, she was there.
It was still not fun.
Your delivery, I don't know if I want to talk about that, but I know you also had a very difficult delivery. So it just wasn't exactly the break you were hoping for.
It was difficult, Laura. So I'm sorry for people who are planning a pregnancy. Not all things. I actually have a very close friend who got pregnant pretty much at the same time as me. She had an amazing pregnancy, didn't feel much pain. I mean, just the usual pain from pregnancy, like, you know, the heartburn or something. She had an okay delivery and the newborn was fairly easy. Let's put it this way. For me, it was not my experience. But yeah, delivery was very, very traumatic. I'm not going to just deep dive into it because it's too much, it's too, but it's fine, we're both fine. Like, the baby was fine, I was just not fine personally. My husband was not fine, but you know, we're both healthy at the end of the day, that's what matters. But yeah, eventually the baby came out, but she was you know, she was very difficult. Why? Because she was unwell, you know, as simple as that. And I think, you know, it's so funny how quickly doctors can be like, she's just a newborn, she just cries. No, she's not just a newborn, she doesn't just cry. Like, she actually feels unwell. And it's crazy how sometimes you feel like you're still living in the, I don't know, in the 40s, where people were like thinking that babies didn't have any pain or something, you know? It's like, no, like, she's clearly going through something. Turns out she was actually allergic to milk, which is crazy because there's more and more babies that are allergic to milk. It's insane. So yeah, milk as in cow's milk. So yeah, it was a difficult time again for months before we find out that it was actually cow's milk that she was allergic to, and that removed it entirely. And then she was much better and a much happier baby, and she's now thriving and a completely different baby. But yeah, we had a lot of difficult time until she was probably 3-4 months old. So yeah, an entire year of pain and, you know, sleepless night and all these things. And in meanwhile, the business was running, which I was very grateful. And we literally had an entire launch when I had just given birth.
PCA launch. But that's the thing, like, we're able to now do launches and create things relatively quickly because, like, it's also dialed in. We have the strategies, we have the templates, and this is also what we give to our clients in our programs. Yeah. So we are able to do these things.
I think, you know, that's very much a case, like you were sharing in the previous episode. It's like, we have created so much content now that we know what works. And I spent also a year just repurposing content. So you need to bear this in mind. It's like, yes, your first year of business, it's a lot of learning and implementing, and you're going to have to try new things and see what sticks. And once you have a strategy, it's going to be much easier as well to try those things. But once you have something that works, you can literally repurpose it over and over and over again. Like, we built like an entire, like just one funnel, and with that one funnel, that one online course, we have made $1 million, even more now. But
yeah,
like with that one funnel, that one online course, we didn't have, like, we have a student who was like, so I don't know which freebie I should create next. I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean create? Like,
no. Why are we doing freebies here?
And she had like 10 different freebies so far. And I was like, no, stop it all. Like, you just need that one freebie. We had the same lead magnet for 2 years. Like, we changed it very slightly. And sometimes you can change your messaging very slightly just to make it look like a bit more fresh. But at the end of the day, it's the same thing. Yeah, once you have that ball rolling, it's very easy. And, you know, again, I was barely working and I didn't even want to. My brain was completely fried. But yeah, we did an entire launch when I had just given birth. And actually, that's, you know, having a business, I guess that's a positive thing, is you get back into things as well. Like, you have to, you know, at some point, you just given birth. You have to get back to into things at some point. It's not like I can completely switch off for 6 months either, you know. But I just need to work a little bit, like, it's literally an hour, 2 hours a day.
Microdosing.
Exactly. It's literally microdosing. And I think that's the best way to do it, because when you're literally working full-time job or you have a business that requires a lot of work, you work full-time, you know, 40, 50 hours a week. And then suddenly there's nothing. And then you have to go back full-time, 40, 50, 60 hours a week or whatever. And it's so much for your brain, you know, like, it's so difficult. And I have so many friends who just find it very difficult to get back into work because, you know, they stopped everything for a year or 6 months or 3 months, depending on where you live. And it's very, very difficult. Then here was like, okay, I went back to work fairly quickly, only 4 weeks after Kaya was born. But I was grateful. It was very difficult to get back into things, but I was actually very happy. It was forcing me to, you know, look that there's something else than just my little world of newborn stuff, you know. And it was good to switch off for even just an hour to a day. And yeah, it was actually fairly easy after a while. And yeah, we had a decent launch considering everything. It was rather good. It was better than the launch we had during that year where I was pregnant. Baby brain.
So baby outside body is better for the business.
You remember all the things that I was like, but Laura, why did you listen to me? There's something you need to know about. Is that I can be very much like
persuasive.
Yeah, let's be nice, you know.
No, but she's very compelling. When she wants something and she explains it, I'm like, yeah, I'm in. Whatever you're doing, let's do it. And also, it's also more our personalities, right? Like, I can be quite agreeable. So it's also, actually, I've learned a lot during that time. I think I'm a lot less agreeable today than I was a year ago. So I've learned. So thank you, Ginny. You taught me a lot because I needed to learn this lesson. But yeah, there were times in the business where I just blindlessly trusted Ginny, who was very, you know, hormonal and obviously not in a good place with her pregnancy. And I was like, that sounds like a great idea.
And looking back, we're like, huh? Why did we do that? Like, why did we stop that? Why did we stop that? Yeah,
and
no.
Then I'm like, but Ginny, you were very convincing.
So yeah, that's I guess a quality of mine. Don't always listen. My very not when I'm hormonal anyway. So yeah, I mean, that was funny. I don't even know why I was sharing this, but yeah, there was
I mean, we definitely had a better launch. You know, even like,
yeah, we had a better launch when the baby was out. Let's put this.
Yeah,
indeed. Than when the baby was out.
I remember actually that you told me indeed quite early on after Kaya was born that you were like so grateful that you had a life to come back to as well, that you were like, I have something else as well to sometimes take my focus away, because I do really need that right now, because if I'm 24/7 in this for months on end, I do feel like I would lose myself. And I think in some weird way the business sometimes also reminded you of yourself, you know, like you are more than a mom. You are a mom, and that's the greatest gift of all, but you're also so much more than that.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, for me anyway, it was important to not lose myself, you know, in motherhood. And I don't think I did. I think it definitely changed me. And it's very challenging most of the time. But I don't know. I think it's good to have something else, you know. It's very challenging to have it all. I think, you know, women are just so strong. I think we just do amazing thing, and we like it. I read quite a lot of things about it, and there's that guy who was saying to his wife, like, personally, my life hasn't changed that much. You know, I go to work and I, you know, I don't know, like before the baby's awake, and I come back home and the baby's awake for maybe an hour, and I just spend, you know, quality time with the baby before the baby goes to bed, and then that's my life, you know. So it's very much like just this quality time with the baby. And for us women, we have to juggle it all, you know. First of all, we have to go through postpartum, which is huge. I definitely have some form of postpartum depression, which was very, very challenging. You know, we've been through delivery, which is huge. Like, it's, you know, Laura, you took time to recover from your surgery, and it's like postpartum, we, you know, we expected to just get back in the flow as if nothing happened, even though your body went through something massive. And it's almost like as if it didn't, you know. People in society just make it look like whatever, you just gave birth, you know, that's normal, that's fine, just go back into things, you know. And then you have to take care of a baby, you know, 24/7, and obviously it's often it's the husband who's going back to work, and you're just alone with the baby, and you don't take care of the baby, and you have a, I'm sorry, I can hear it now. That's a new challenge as well, of having a baby, trying to record podcast episode with having the crying baby in the background. But you know, there's so much, and then you have to still be a wife, and you still have to be you know, like taking care of your health, and you have to also have hobbies. You just have to not lose yourself, but also you need to be a good mom. And but also, you know, there's so much, like I could literally have a whole podcast episode about it. But you know, it is very challenging to juggle it all. And I feel like, you know, I'm only starting to get the grip of it. It's been 8 months now. So I would say, you know, one piece of advice, just take your time as well. Like, you know, I would say get back into things as quickly as possible so you don't lose the rhythm. But also, you know, if it takes 6 months, it takes 6 months. If it takes a year, it takes a year. I think there's a lot of pressure to make it look like nothing happened and you're so happy. Oh yeah, I had a baby. It was the best thing ever. When really in a lot of life, it's like, it's a big change. Like it is a massive change, and you have to adapt and your life has to adapt. And yeah, my life completely changed. You know, I was very much used as well, you know, because we talk a lot about freedom, and I was very much used to that freedom. Like I was very much like, I can go to the gym and, you know, start my day at 10 o'clock. And like, you know, you were sharing, and that was very much my life. You know, I was like, oh, I fancy going in Alaska tomorrow. Okay, let's go to Alaska tomorrow, whatever, you know. Now it's like, oh, if I want to go even just back to England, I'm like, okay, so I need to think about the baby. And, you know, even the time of flying is like, okay, you know, the right time for the baby to fly and all these things that's to be impacted. So it was a massive change. But obviously, you know, it's supposed to be worth it. I want to say it's supposed to be worth it, because I think a lot of people say, yeah, it's all worth it. It's all worth it. And I just want to say, you know, maybe you're not going to love it suddenly. I think for me, it was very much like that. I was like, is it worth it? Like, is it going to be worth it at some point? And yes, for me, it was, but it was when Claire was much older, you know. I think I started to understand this aspect, as in it's worth it, not before she was, you know, 6 months old, because that's when for us the fun started, and when she was smiling and, you know, interacting with us and all of that, that's when it was worth it. But I guess I don't want to put pressure on people and be like, you have to find it worth it, you know, because it's a big change. And I think the first year, probably a lot of people probably just survive. I think that was a word, you know. And okay, if I would just want to say one thing for future moms, it's like, anything will pass. It's like, even if you're having a tough time during pregnancy, it will pass. The tough time during newborn phase, it will pass. Eventually, it will get better or different, but it will pass. It will have an end to it. So right now, Kaya is not sleeping at all, but it will pass. She's teething, but it will pass, you know? And it's like you just need to survive and get through it and enjoy the little moments and like anything difficult in life. And you know, it just makes the little moments even more enjoyable. It's like, oh, I got to sleep last night. Amazing. How good does it feel? And you know, you're almost rediscovering those little things. Oh, I got an hour for myself where I can have a bath and take care of myself. You know, you enjoy it more.
Yeah. And I think it's also really beautiful because like when I'm listening to you, I see indeed like you can be grateful for like the bath and the sleep and the simple things, which I think is beautiful. That's where gratitude is going to be the most effective, if you can be grateful for these things. But I also think then I was thinking of like people out there who are so worried about their finances, they don't sometimes think about those things because they're all the time in fight and flight with the basic necessity of being able to indeed, for example, be able to pay the bills. And this is where once again, like you know, having that financial stability within the business is allows you to focus on being indeed present on your body and your baby and all these things, and not only being worried of like, this baby also needs to go to maybe creche at some point, like what is it
yeah
calling?
Yeah, that was another big thing.
All these expenses
at some point,
that come with it.
I also obviously want to spend a lot of time with Kay, and that was always a thing, but also want the time for myself. And like we said, you know, I think we want to level up in the business, which requires a little bit more work. So she does go to, I mean, it's some kind of nursery in France, and it's expensive, you know, and I don't think we're entitled to any help from the government anyway. So yeah, it's like €600 a month, but I don't have to think twice about it. You know, it wasn't like do I really want to do this for myself? Like, you know, I think, you know,
I think for a lot of people, that's going to sound little compared to a lot of countries. Even Belgium is twice that.
Yeah.
So France is very good and social, but some countries are crazy expensive.
Yeah. It's not that expensive at all compared. I think England is double the price. I mean, for us, it's 4 days a week, right? And it's not hours, but so it's probably like a part-time thing. But still, you know, it's a lot of money. And I, you know, I didn't flinch. Like, I was like, yeah, sure, whatever, you know. It's not like, whatever. Yeah, I have the choice, you know. It's like, yeah, I didn't have to think about money. I didn't have to think about all the things. Like, no, I need this time for myself to either work out, to, you know, take time for myself, or to take time for the business. And I decided to do that and have the flexibility. And some days I don't put her there because I'm like, you know what, today I'm just going to spend the day with her. And that's cool, you know. And having this flexibility is really cool. And I don't have to worry indeed about finances. Like, even clothes, like, fucking hell, clothing. So expensive. And I just wear it for like 2 months. And then, like, this stuff, literally, she wore it like maybe four times and it's too small now. And I'm like, this is so ridiculous. So I don't have to worry about all these things because having a baby, same, like car seats and prams and, oh my God, it was a budget. I think we spent like €5,000, I mean, pound or whatever the currency, around $5,000 just to equip that baby. And obviously I didn't look at the pricing and I took the best of the best, I guess, you know. And you can probably make it cheaper depending on the country, but damn, this is expensive. And I didn't have to worry about this, you know. It's just like, I want the best of the best, you know. And
my baby will have the best baby camera.
Actually, I have two baby cameras because I bought one. I was like, no, this one's shit. No, we had three. Oh my God, this is bad. I'm gonna sound so bad. We tried one and we didn't like it, so we bought another one. We still didn't like it. Until Laura told me, I have this one. I was like, this is the one I want. I mean, Laura didn't have a baby, but her nephew.
Yeah, no, my brother has a 1-year-old baby. So I've been surrounded by the baby stories, like having Jeannie and my brother, like, yeah, at the similar times, like going into parenthood's been very interesting for me to watch as well.
So yeah, I guess that's enough baby talk. But it's been challenging, very, very challenging if you want to, I don't know, I guess a real raw version of motherhood and pregnancy, that was tough. But you have to just go for it. And, you know, again, like I said, I think don't put the pressure on, is it worth it? Do you love motherhood? I think a lot of people ask me that. Do you like motherhood? Is it something you love? I wouldn't say I love motherhood, but I would say I love it more and more now because I love education and I love the idea of giving back, you know, like I'm gonna educate and, you know, see this baby growing. And I'm excited about this. But the first year was never something really exciting for me. Like, it's much more about taking care, you know, it's like very much about, yeah, I guess, like really what you would see from a mother, you know, like, how do you call it in English? I can't find the word. Anyway, you know, very much like caring for that baby, not educating. And it's not my favorite thing. So yeah, I think the more she grows, the more I enjoy it, the more I like it, the more, you know, I'm enjoying motherhood. So yeah, if we have to talk about how I enjoy it, that would be my say on it. So
I think it reminds me a bit of the comparison on how we used to talk about businesses. You know, the first year you have a baby, it needs a lot of energy, it needs a lot of effort. You know, a business doesn't take off by itself. Like, as much as you could look at us on Instagram and think, oh, these girls got lucky and like they're here overnight, like, no, like that first year of business, we hustled, we worked, we put in the time and effort. And then over time, we could take a step back. And in our case, it was life happening and pushing us to take a step back from the business. And as difficult as that was, we learned a lot from it. And we are now able to teach you really passive income strategies. And we can have the story to back it up to tell you that that was the reality of our life. Yeah. And I think in motherhood, it's a little bit similar. Like the beginning is really intense. And, you know, the more.
Yeah, indeed. I think that's a good comparison. But, you know, it's like the efforts you're putting are all going to be very rewarding after. And it's like, you know, that first year is still very important. The bond that you create with them and love that are very important. And, you know, again, I'm super grateful that I can do all of that. You know, I keep thinking I didn't have to look for a nanny or, you know, some form of nanny until she was 6 months old. And then my mom looked after her for a couple of months. But I didn't even want, like, the thought of giving my baby to someone else before 6 months old was just killing me, you know? And the fact that I was able to not have to worry about this was amazing. So, yeah, you know, you'd be able to create a bond. And my husband was very much there as well. Like, he had built this business as well, where he has to work a lot, but he can still take time off. Now he literally, like, you know, like moved to France with us and can handle his business from far away because he learned so much from me and how to do this. And he said he wouldn't even know it was possible if it wasn't for me and for us, you know, for how we run our business. So even if it's not necessarily a good business, there's always a way to, you know, be able to run your business from a distance. And, you know, there's strategies that you can implement. So yeah, I think.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for taking people behind the scenes into your life, because not everyone shares this. So I'm grateful that you get to listen to this as well, to those of you listening. Speaking of passive businesses, we have a brand new masterclass. It dropped super recently. It's 45 minutes. It's full of value. When you stay until the end, you get another freebie. You get an insane invite to join our world through Passive Course Academy with bonuses and discounts that you cannot find anywhere else. So we'd love to see you there. All you have to do is click on the link in the speaker notes, find a time that works for you, and we'll see you there.
All right. Thank you so much. Speak to you soon.